Well, boys and girls, good to see you out of church. I hope I've got this mic turned on right. I'm sure somebody at the back will shout at me if I haven't. Well, I have a picture here, so it's better that you come down to the front so you can see this. Tell me, have you ever done anything wrong? Have you ever done anything wrong? You know, I have two boys and I have two girls, and whenever I'm sitting in my own church, which is not very often, but when I get a chance to go to my own church and there's somebody doing a children's talk and they ask a question like that, I always sit down there and I tremble because I wonder, what are my boys and girls going to say? Well, I don't want to know what it is exactly that you've done wrong, and that'll help your mums and dads to rest a little bit easier, but we've all done things that are wrong, haven't we? My oldest son, Jack, was in the car with me one day and he said, "Daddy, you know, I have put my trust in the Lord Jesus. I've asked him to be my Savior and I don't understand why I still do things that are wrong." Well, I had to say to Jack, "You know, I do things that are wrong sometimes and I have to ask the Lord to forgive me for my sin." Well, Jack was amazed. He said, "I don't believe it. I didn't think you would ever do anything wrong." He said, I know Mummy does things that are wrong. Boys, we had good fun at our house whenever he said that. Everybody thought it was funny, apart from Jack's mummy. But you know, sometimes we do things that are wrong. And I've been talking to the older people here, the ones that stayed awake, about Jonah. And I'm going to talk to them again today about Jonah. And Jonah did something that was wrong. He ran away from God. What happened to Jonah? Yes? That's exactly what happened to Jonah. He was thrown out of the boat and he was swallowed whole by a great fish. Now the Bible tells us it was a big fish. Now we don't know what sort of a fish it was. But you know, I was thinking about this during the week. I'm wondering what I would talk to you guys about. And I was thinking about a whale. Now the Bible doesn't say he was swallowed by a whale. But I came across this picture and I thought I would show it to you. What do you think that is? A light bulb. It looks like a light bulb, doesn't it? It's not.
A whale tooth.
A whale tooth. You're very clever. That is exactly what it is. A whale tooth. And you would put this round your neck and it would be about this size and it would hang round your neck. A big whale tooth. Now that is a very big tooth. I wouldn't like to have been the dentist that pulled that tooth out. Isn't that a big tooth? Do you know in Fiji, now Fiji's a little island on the other side of the world, in the Pacific Ocean. In Fiji, these things are really precious. Have you a whale's tooth?
No, but I thought the whale didn't have teeth, but they had
bristles. Oh, well, this some of them have teeth. Some of them have really, really big teeth. And this is a really big tooth. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be swallowed by a whale that had teeth this size. But you know what they do in Fiji? If I did something wrong, what's your name?
Jonathan.
If I did something wrong to you, Jonathan, and I came along and I wanted to say sorry, I would bring a tambua. And that's what they call it in Fiji, a whale's tooth, a tambua. And I would bring this big tooth and I would offer it to you. And I would say sorry. And if you took this tooth from me, then that would be a sign that you'd forgiven me. And we would be friends again. Now, if I brought this tooth to you and you didn't accept it, then that meant that you wouldn't forgive me. Who is it in the Bible that wants to forgive everybody? Somebody else.
God.
Who did he send into the world? Yes, the Lord Jesus. Tell you what, you're very good. I wonder if I asked the adults questions, would they be so quick to put their hands up? The Lord Jesus came into the world. And you know what Peter said one day when he was preaching? Peter said that God has exalted him Prince and Savior to give repentance and forgiveness of sins. The Lord Jesus is the one who's able to forgive us for our sin. But you know, we have to accept that forgiveness. We have to come and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us for our sins and accept him as Savior. Do you know what happened in Fiji on one occasion? There was a coup. Does anybody know what a coup is? It was a big fight. There was a big fight amongst all the leaders of the land of Fiji. And the leadership in the land changed. And the Prime Minister of Fiji had to make it all the way to England. And he came to Windsor Castle to see the Queen. And he had to come and say sorry for all that had gone on in Fiji. And he brought with him a tambour. He brought with him a big whale's tooth. And he, in Windsor Castle, he offered the Queen this tambour to say sorry for all the things that had happened in the land of Fiji. You know what reminded me that the Lord Jesus has come so far. He's come from heaven to die on a cross for you and for me. But you know what's really sad about this? There are some people and they've never accepted his forgiveness. They've never come and they've never asked him to forgive them. And so they still have sin in their lives. They've never said sorry to the Lord Jesus for their sin. And yet the Lord wants to forgive them. I hope you've asked the Lord Jesus to forgive you. The tambour has to be offered and it has to be accepted. And the Lord Jesus Christ offers his forgiveness, but only to those that accept him as their Saviour and their Lord. I hope you'll remember all about the whale's tooth. And I hope you never have to see one up close, unless it's out of the whale.